रेडियो जिंदगी 1550 AM के साथ जीजा।
सवाल किए जा। आई एम योर होस्ट विद्या एंड दिस इज द सफारी क्विज शो ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड। बिफोर वी बिगिन, रिमेम्बर यू कैन लिसन टू द शो इन थ्री वेज। ऑन द रेडियो ऑफ कोर्स, यू कैन गो टू radiozindagi.com एंड क्लिक ऑन द लाइव रेडियो बटन। देयर इज अ स्पेशल वन फॉर द SFO एरिया, सो बी श्योर टू क्लिक ऑन दैट। यू कैन ऑल्सो डाउनलोड द फ्री रेडियो जिंदगी मोबाइल ऐप। ऑल्सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू पार्टिसिपेट ऑन द शो, प्लीज गो टू safarikidca.com टू रजिस्टर। That's safarikidca.com and our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com for any questions you may have. safariquizshow@gmail. Today's show is recorded, not live, because I am off on vacation. When you listen to this show, I might be in Taksim Square in Istanbul yelling slogans along with the protesters in Turkey. Seriously, be sure to watch the news. Since this is not a live show, I won't have the typical listener challenge questions that we always have. Was that? You're really disappointed? I know. So here are two promises. One is that when I get back from my vacation, I will have a listener special so I can give out all the prizes you missed. Is that a deal? Okay. The second thing is, at the end of this show, I will ask one listener question that you can reply to via email. I'll give you the question, I'll give you the number of minutes you have to answer, and then you rush to your computer and send an answer to us on email, and I'll make sure that a winner is picked from those bunch of people who reply to us on email, and we'll send a prize across. Okay? With that, let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the kids in the studio. We have three segments. This time, there are 15 questions each because we have more time on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. And if the question passes because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, the contestant can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. Today's contestants are Arnav, Harshal and Abhishek. You may have heard them on an episode a few weeks ago. That episode was won by Arnav. Now, Arnav, Harshal and Abhishek are all classmates, so there's a very strong sense of competition among them. Last time when Arnav won, his classmates promised that they would try to beat him the next time. So we're going to try and see if they can do that this time. All right? Okay, let's talk to our first contestant, Abhishek. Hi, Abhishek.
Hi.
So, Abhishek, what are you doing? How did you plan to beat Arnav this time? What's your strategy?
Press the buzzer before him.
Press the buzzer before him and take advantage of the 5 seconds to guess?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. He's listened to your strategy now. So, Arnav, you've heard his strategy. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to maybe tickle him before he...
Tickling is seriously not allowed. Oh. Harshal, what are you going to do to try and win?
I am going to answer more questions.
There you go. That's a simple...
And if I do the buzzer before, mm-hmm. then I might just get the question wrong. So I'm just waiting for them to get the question wrong.
Oh, you're going to win by past questions? With the help of questions that are passed to you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if that's a strategy that works. So we have three different strategies and we're going to see how they do. All right, so today's first category is sports. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
Hands on buzzers. Let's go. First question. Who won the women's championship at the French Open this year?
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams is right. And Arnav, our previous winner, starts with 10 points. Yeah. All right. Question number two. What is the San Jose Major League Soccer team called?
San Jose Earthquakes.
That is correct. And 10 points go to Abhishek. Question number three. One of the teams in the NBA championship finals is the Miami Heat. Which is the other?
San Antonio Spurs.
That's it. 10 points more to Abhishek, who's doing well in the sports round so far. Harshal, you have to open your account soon. Question number four. Which country is next year's Soccer World Cup going to be held? Which country is next year's Soccer World Cup going to be held? Take a guess. No. Brazil. Okay, question number five. If you thought you knew it and didn't answer, those are 10 points you've lost, Harshal. So next time, take a chance.
But I didn't know it.
Oh, you didn't know it. Question number five. Which American female swimmer is known as the missile? She just, in fact, was in the news because she competed in the national championships to get ready for the world championships next year. Which American female swimmer? She's young. She's a college student, and she's known as the missile. Missy Franklin. All right, question number six. Popular organization that holds car races in the U.S.
NASCAR
is right. Abhishek buzzed in first. 10 points to him. Question number seven. Which tennis Grand Slam tournament is held in England?
Wimbledon
is right, and Herschel opens his account with 10 points. Question number eight. Remember, we have many more questions this time, so it's not anybody's game till the last round. But let's see how everybody does in the sports round, which you guys should be strong at, right? Question number eight. One U.S. Open is, of course, the tennis championship. Name the other sport in which a U.S. Open is played.
Super Bowl?
Nope, that is not correct. 5 points from Herschel. Question passes to Abhishek. One U.S. Open is, of course, the tennis championship. Name the other sport in which a U.S. Open is played. It just finished. No. Golf, of course. Phil Mickelson lost with a very small margin. Okay, good for you for guessing, Herschel. Okay, question number nine. Which country is famous soccer player Lionel Messi from?
Spain.
That is incorrect. Five more points. No. Our question passes to Abhishek.
Argentina?
Yes, it is. 5 points.
Two. Argentina?
Yes, it was Argentina. Can they be heard, Michael? I know. I'm sorry. Question number 10. What does the term MMA stand for? MMA. It's a full contact combat sport that allows the use of both striking and grappling techniques. MMA. It's a very fast growing sport. MMA. Any guesses? I bet the listeners at home know this one. It's mixed martial arts.
Oh.
All right. Question number 11. Which Olympic sport is played on sand? Yes, Abhishek, that was you.
Tennis?
That is not correct. 5 points from him. Question passes to Arnav.
Volleyball.
That is not correct.
What?
Question passes to Herschel.
No, you don't get it.
You have to be very specific.
Beach volleyball.
That is correct. 5 points to Herschel. Good job. Question number 12. See, we have 15 questions, so there's a lot of opportunity for movement back and forth. Question number 12. In which state is the Iditarod dog sled race held? The dog sled race across...
Alaska.
Alaska is right. 10 points to Herschel. Good job.
I guess dog sled.
Where else? Exactly. This quiz rewards guessing. All right. Question number 13. Sport similar to racquetball, played by two or four players in a four-walled court with a small hollow rubber ball. Sport similar to racquetball. It's the name of a vegetable also. Similar to racquetball, it's an indoor sport played in a room, four walls, small hollow rubber ball with rackets.
Is there a net?
There is no net. You hit the ball on the wall, on a line drawn on the wall. The line is drawn on the wall.
I don't know this.
No? Squash.
Oh, squashing the ball.
Squash, yes. Question number 14. Sport in which players compete in teams or individually to eliminate opponents by tagging them with capsules containing water-soluble dye. Sport in which players compete in teams or individually to eliminate opponents by...
Paintball.
10 points, Herschel. Good job. Good job. And last question in the sports round. The Fierce Five who won a gold medal in the 2012 Olympics were Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney, Ali Raisman, Kyla Ross, and Jordan Weber. What sport are we talking about?
Gymnastics
is right, and Arnav gets 10 points. And with that, we come to the end of our first round. As I said before, we don't have a listener challenge question right now. We will have one at the end of the show in which we will give you an opportunity to write to us instead of calling on the air because this is a recorded show. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, two more rounds to go. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jieja.
Sawal Jieja.
Vidya, and we are here with Abhishek, Arnav and Harshal, all of whom are in the same class at Warwick Elementary and very, very competitive, and we're going to see how they're doing so far before we move on to our next category. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
30.
Arnav, how many points do you have?
15.
And Harshal?
25.
All right, it's really close. Remember, we have 15 questions in each category, so this is pretty much even Steven at this point. Our next category is technology. And the kids seem to be very excited about this topic. So let's see if they have what it takes to do well in this round. And our first question in the technology round is, question number one, which company made the computer named Deep Blue? Deep Blue. No! First question in the technology round. And that would be IBM.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Question number two. Geothermal power comes from what? Geothermal. The name should give you an idea of what it is. Geothermal. And you can give me an answer that is
general.
Just general. Exactly. Geothermal power comes from what? Take a guess, guys. You guys. Mm-hmm. Who's that? Heat is right. I'm going to give you 5 points, I'm still going to have the question pass to Harshal. What kind of heat? If you can answer that, the other 5 points go to you. Remember, it's geothermal.
I got it.
Pass.
Solar.
Oh, 5 points from you, Abhishek. Geo is not solar. Oh, come on, guys. Geo is the earth. Heat from within the earth.
At least I got 5 points.
Okay, question number three. In the term CD-ROM, what does the ROM stand for?
Mm-hmm. Read-only memory.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number four. What does the term WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
Yes, 10 points. Question number five. What element are computer chips made of?
Silicon
is right.
Yeah,
5 points. Everybody is doing really well in this round after a little hiccup earlier on. Where are we? Question number six. The world's most wired and internet-connected city is this capital of South Korea. The world's most wired and internet-connected city is this capital of South Korea. So you need to know the capital of South Korea, basically. You did not need to know which the world's most wired and internet-connected city was. But it would be cool to live here. Because they have the best internet access.
No. But
capital of South Korea. Who did that?
I did.
Yes.
Seoul?
Seoul is right. 10 points. Question number seven. Which famous online retailer was almost named Kadabra? Which famous online retailer was almost named Kadabra? I'll give you an additional clue. The name it has is the name of a river in South.
Amazon
is right. Harshal gets 10 points. This video game company is famous for its classic game Pong. Anybody? I think in today's, your Nintendos and Sonys, it's not well known, but they were pretty much the pioneers of the video game. Video game company is famous for Pong. Atari. Oh, you should know this. Question number nine. The first calculator originating in China had beads strung together in a system. Name this device. Yes,
abacus.
Go ahead. Abacus is right.
No.
10 points to Abhishek.
I go to that class.
You go to the abacus class and you didn't answer it, Harshal. Your teacher is going to have something to say about that. All right. Question number 10. We still have 5 more questions in the technology round. The dots on a computer screen that make up the picture are called these.
Pixels
is right. 10 points to Harshal. Question number 11. Still anybody's game. Question number 11. The manipulation of matter on an atomic and molecular level is called this kind of technology. The manipulation of matter on an atomic and molecular level, a really, really, really small level, is called this kind of technology. Tiny, tiny level.
Nanotechnology.
Nanotechnology. Oh, yeah, that's right. 10 points to Harshal. Whose strategy of being careful and waiting is actually paying off. All right. Question number 12. The prefix nano is exactly how small? When you say nano, what proportion do you mean? How small is it really? We use nano very casually to mean very, very small. But nano actually has a measurement. Any ideas? Any guesses? It's 1 billionth. Oh. 1 billionth. Question number 13. What is the name of the blinking icon on a computer screen that tells you where you are pointing? Abhishek.
Pointer?
No, that is not correct. 5 points. Question passes to Arnav. Blinking icon on a computer screen that tells you where you are pointing.
Cursor.
5 points to Arnav. Two more questions in the technology round. What is the name given to the parts of the computer you can physically touch? Abhishek is guessing.
Hardware
is right. He manages to squeeze that in before the buzzer went off. 10 yes. points to him. And the last question in the technology round. Hope it was fun. How many bits in a byte? Go for it, Abhishek. How many bits in a byte? Oh, no, no. 5 points from Abhishek. Question passes to Arnav. How many bits in a byte?
I don't know.
8 bits in a byte.
Oh, that's what's 8 bits. Oh, like 24.
Oh, my God.
8 bits in a byte. Yes. And with that, we come to the end of the technology round. When we come back from our break, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing. As I mentioned, we don't have a listener challenge question this time, live, because I am on vacation and you are listening to this through a bit of time travel because I am not in the studio right now. But when I will ask a listener question right at the end of the session, which you can answer by email, and I'll tell you the rules about that later. Okay, kids, give me a big cheer. Jieja, sawal kieja.
I am.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja,
sawal kieja.
So this is Vidya and I'm here with Abhishek, Arnav and Harshal, who are neck and neck in the race so far. We've already done 2 rounds and we are now getting started for the last round. But remember, this is a special pre-recorded episode, so I have 15 questions. So it's still anybody's game, but let's see how they're doing. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
So far, I have 45.
And Arnav?
45.
Uh-oh, I see a tiebreaker in the offing. Harshal, how many points do you have?
65.
All right. So Harshal has 65. But remember, this is just a 20-point difference. That's 2 questions. And we have 15 questions left. So I still think this is really even. Our last category for today is state capitals. State capitals. And let's start with our first question. Everybody seems to be very well prepared. They've studied this in school. So let's see if they live up to their teacher's hard work. Question number 1. Which capital city sounds like an ancient Roman goddess? Which capital city sounds like an ancient Roman goddess? Flummox them from the get-go. I'm very proud of myself. Which capital city sounds like an ancient Roman goddess?
Helena?
Helena? No, that is not correct. The answer question passes to Harshal, who goes to Abhishek.
Juno?
Awesome! Very good.
Juno,
that's right, capital of Alaska. Okay, question number 2. Though it sounds like it, this capital city of Washington State was not named after a mountain in Greece.
Olympia.
20 more points to Abhishek, who has got both points so far, and how he has caught up with Herschel. 65 for him. Let's see how he does. Moving on. This capital city sounds like a city in Germany. This capital city sounds like a city in Germany. It's the capital of Kentucky.
Frankfurt
is right. 10 points to Arnav. This city was a major distribution point during the California Gold Rush.
San Francisco.
Oh, that is not correct. Remember, we're talking about state capitals. 5 points from Arnav. Question passes to Harshal.
Sacramento.
Sacramento is right. He gets 5 points.
Wait, doesn't it go? Oh, we're going like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we are going this way.
These state capitals.
Yes. Which capital city is also the name of a Hyundai SUV? Which capital city is also the name of a Hyundai SUV? It's the capital of New Mexico.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is right. Everybody else had a chance before I gave the second clue. There's only 5 questions, 10 questions left, so plenty to do. Okay. Which capital city is the same name as the state, except with the word city added?
New York?
No, that is not correct. 5 points from you. Question passes to Harshal.
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City is correct. New York is Albany.
Albany.
Okay, Albany. Question number 7. This city's name begins with one of the summer months. This city's...
Augusta.
Augusta, capital of Maine. 10 points to Arnav. Question number 8.
I was born in August.
Really? Hi, Harshal. Question number 8. 2 state capitals are named after Christopher Columbus. One is Columbus, Ohio. Which is the other? Okay. Abhishek, you just buzzed. So.
Christopher.
Okay, question passes to Arna. 5 points from Abhishek for that.
Columbia.
Columbia is correct. Columbia, South Carolina. Very good. Question number 9. This capital of Oregon is named for a...
Salem.
Salem. And I didn't have to give the second clue. Okay. Question number 10. This capital city was probably named for the ocean nearest to it and not a Roman goddess. This capital city was probably named for the ocean nearest to it and not a Roman goddess. Anybody?
Is there a clue?
It's the capital of... If I tell you which state is the capital of, you'll tell me the answer.
Arna
will tell you. So, this is the capital of Georgia.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is right. 10 points to Abhishek. Question number 10. This city whose name means sheltered bay. Sheltered bay is the westernmost major city in the U.S. This city whose name means sheltered bay is the westernmost major city in the U.S. Remember, it's the westernmost. So, calculate quickly. Which is the westernmost city in the U.S.? If it's a westernmost city, which state is it in? That's the clue, I guess.
Does it have beaches?
Yes.
San Diego.
It's not a capital.
It's a capital.
5 points. The answer is Honolulu.
Oh,
it's the westernmost major city in the U.S. That was a big clue, by the way. Okay, question number 12. Tallahassee, not Orlando, is the capital of this state.
Florida.
10 points to Abhishek. That was purely a buzzer move. Question number 13. Nashville, the capital of this state.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, correct. Arna buzzed in first. Okay.
How many more questions?
2 more questions. It's really close. Okay, this one actually, I'm not sure I know the answer to, because I seem to have forgotten it. So let me think about it a little bit. Let's go on to the next question. This capital city is famous for its car races.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is right. Okay, we are going to stop at 14 questions. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask the 15th question and also calculate, and that will determine probably the winner. So give me a big GA ja, sawal kiye ja cheer right now. Jeeja,
sawal kiyeja.
Hey Anju, do you know any good preschool and after school program where I can put my kids? Why?
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja,
sawal kiyeja.
We just finished nearly all the rounds of our episode for today. I have one more questions in the last category, which is state capitals, to ask, after which the boys who have already tallied up their scores are going to tell me exactly how many points they've got, and we'll decide on the winner, and I will ask you the special listener question along with the rules to answer it, because you can't answer by phone today. All right, here goes. Last question in the state capitals round. Name this capital city whose name is the same as a mythical creature. Name this capital city whose...
Phoenix.
Phoenix is right, and Harshal redeemed himself. All right, it's time to look at the scores right now. Who, Abhishek, how many points do you have?
70.
Arnav, how many points do you have?
95.
And did Harshal manage to beat Arnav? How many points does he have?
Beat me? No, beat Abhishek.
beat.
I have 85, but I have one more question.
Oh, if there had been one more question. That was so close. So our points today were 70, 95, and 85. So you can see how close that was, and a lot of it was really fast buzzer skills. So congratulations to Arnav, who won this for the second time. I'm sure the boys want another rematch, and we'll try and do it at some point in time. Yay, yes, let's all give him a big round of applause. Woohoo!
Good job.
Okay, and now it's time for our listener challenge question. Remember, today it's a pre-recorded show, so you won't be able to call into our studio to answer that question. So, here are the rules. I'm going to ask you this listener challenge question, and if you're listening, you have exactly 30 minutes from this, that moment I say go. From the moment I say time starts now, you have exactly 30 minutes to log on to your computer. Go to safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and send us an email with just your name and the answer. Once you have turned in the answer, if your answer is correct, it will be put in a raffle by our producer Anu, and she will send one of you the prize based on whoever wins that raffle. All right? Here is the question. It's from the category sports. And the question is, the name California Golden Bears is used for the athletic programs and teams of which university? The name California Golden Bears is used for the athletic programs and teams of which university? And your time starts now. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. This is your host, Vidya. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. Jieja, Sawal Kieja!